In the headlines, local egg producers urge consumers not to worry about shortages ahead of Christmas season. C2SAB calls for urgent action on school security, and the Barbados Nurses Association warns of critical shortage of educators. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Local egg producers are assuring Barbadians that there will be enough eggs for the Christmas season despite recent concerns about shortages and price hikes. President of the Egg and Poultry Producers Association, Stephen Lane, told Starcom Network News there's no need for consumers to worry. The reassurance follows news of averted price increases after the Ministry of Agriculture stepped in to address concerns over egg imports.
Quite a few members within the poultry sector have availed themselves of some of the funding made by government. It is a loan and it's not a grant, just let me say that, but this was made available to government. And those critical areas like keeping the poultry houses cool, that is part of what those funds can be used for, so that the birds are grow better and reduce the mortality. This is the message we're getting out to our members, but I think it is very critical that they understand that the funds are for improving the poultry houses and making the more profitable operation in the long run.
President of the Egg and Poultry Producers Association, Stuart Lane.
All the smaller farmers in Barbados are still producing, right? We had a problem with one of the large farms that failed some degree because of accidents and other problems that they had. And they failed that part of it. But the smaller farmers are still doing what they've been doing. So we're just trying to get where their position is. And in fact, they have not requested any of the eggs that imported. I was told that those eggs also was to support a market of these hotels and things like that as well, you know. Because I'm getting the impression that a lot of people, the consumers, the groups that I have access to, I mean, they don't want to eat them.
The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados is urging the Ministry of Education to act swiftly on its promise to deploy security guards at schools across the island. Speaking during a news conference, General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, said while the ministry has signalled its intention to place a security officer at each school, no clear timeline has been provided. Mr. DePisa highlighted the rising acts of violence in schools, stressing the situation demands immediate attention.
The ministry signaled its intention to deploy security guards at all schools. We were not given any timelines, but we are moving under the premise that the ministry understands the nature of the violent crimes within the school environment. And if we are to act, we got to act swiftly. I mean, only recently we've been hearing with some regularity parents who are invading the schools. There's no secret that there have been acts of lawlessness and violence in the school and the compound themselves involving students, and maybe sometimes people who are not supposed to be there. We need to up the ante in terms of trying to protect the persons who are within the space, and security is a serious issue. We are optimistic and we take the ministry at its word that it's going to act.
Mr. DePisa said the Congress is calling for better hiring standards for school security officers and emphasize the need for more than one officer per school to effectively manage safety.
We even raised the issue of the quality of persons who are to be engaged as security officers, and Congress made a call for background checks to ensure that persons have what it takes to do the job. Putting this 67-year-old man who can't do anything at the job is a waste of time. Putting the person from a security background is a waste of time. So these things are of concern to labor. We are advocating for a change of how the ministry carries out its business. They are looking to have a security officer at all the schools across the island. Now, the Congress is of view that an officer is a start, but the size of plants, one officer is totally insufficient. So we hope that the numbers are beyond one, maybe two, and where possible, even three.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. The Barbados Nurses Association has expressed serious concern over a shortage of nursing educators, warning that it could jeopardize the training of both current and future nurses. President of the BNA, Dr. Faye Paris, says the issue is urgent and requires both immediate and long-term solutions. She's calling for enhanced training resources, improved remuneration, and better working conditions to address the crisis.
The existing shortage of nursing educators poses a significant challenge to training current and new nurses. There is an urgent need to increase the number of qualified nursing educators to maintain the high education standards and to meet the growing demand for nursing professionals. Insufficient resources, including an inadequate number of skills labs and limited access to practice facilities, hinder the ability to provide quality nursing education. BNA is calling for immediate and long-term measures to enhance these challenges. Enhance local resources, improvement in remuneration, working conditions, career advancement opportunities for local nurses.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris. The Office of the Prime Minister is reminding the public that tickets for this weekend's final of the Prime Minister's Cup football tournament are free and has also issued a warning to profiteers that are said to be selling the tickets. Project manager of the event, Shane Archer, tells Starcom Network News the organisers are aware of at least one business place where the tickets were being sold for reportedly $25 each. He says the police were notified. The final of the event is being held on Saturday, Independence Day, at Kensington Oval, and Mr. Archer stresses tickets are free and reminds the public that it is an offence if the tickets are sold. His advice to the public, do not purchase tickets. Barbadians are being urged to support the activities planned as the country gets set to celebrate its 58th anniversary of independence. The appeal from Home Affairs and Information Minister Wilfred Abrams, as he highlighted the activities including the Marcus Garvey Amphitheatre to be opened by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley at Queen's Park, as well as the annual Independence Concert at Golden Square today. Minister Abrams noted Barbadians have been responding quite well to be part of this year's Independence Day parade, as well as the final of the Prime Minister's Cup.
Then we shift right on to Independence Day itself. In the morning, we have the annual parade, and everybody knows what that is. That is the parade where we showcase our military excellence. It is the greatest military spectacle that we have in Barbados, and it is one for the kids. Right? The tickets have been going for that, and people keep calling for the tickets. It is going to be packed. And then when we finish that, we transition in the night down to the Prime Minister's, the finals of the Prime Minister's Cup football. And that has generated interest that you cannot even believe. So there's so much left to do. I urge you, there's something for everybody left for independence.
Home Affairs and Information Minister Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, spoke about the historical significance of the venues where the amphitheatre would be launched and the Independence Concert.
The interesting thing is that the two venues do share a historical connection. Marcus Garvey would have visited Barbados in October of 1937 and addressed Barbadians here. And of course, in Golden Square, this is where we commemorate the 1937 revolution, which was led by the Right Excellent Clement Paine, national hero of Barbados. So there is a historical connection.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. And the Pan American Health Organization continues to urge countries of the Americas, including the Caribbean, to maintain monkeypox surveillance. And several of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees and picks for his White House team have been targeted by bomb threats. Recapping the top stories, local egg producers urge consumers not to worry about shortages ahead of the Christmas season, and C2SAB calls for urgent action on school security. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.